Welcome to the Teachpreneur Marketing Made Easy podcast. Let's get started. This episode of the Teachpreneur Marketing Made Easy podcast is brought to you by my email setup program. If you're looking to get yourself set up on ConvertKit, head to teachwithfergie.com/email setup. Totally free of charge, I will connect your new ConvertKit account to your website, either WordPress or Blogger, download two complete automations into your account, which will include sequences, tags, and lead magnets, and put automations in place so that you can set it and forget it. As a podcast listener, you'll also receive 2 months free of ConvertKit service. Simply mention the podcast. With this groundwork in place, we can just duplicate the elements to fit your needs. It's really quite straightforward once you have the elements set up and can see how everything works together. Going forward, I'm happy to help you create additional lead magnets, sequences, automations, anything else that you need to keep your email marketing going smoothly. When you're ready for me to set up your account and reimburse your first 2 months of service, head to teachwithfergie.com/email setup. Now let's get to today's episode. Hey guys, thanks so much for joining me today. What we're going to be talking about in this episode is how we're going to set up our Facebook ad. Okay, so from the initial campaign to the ad set to the ads. So let's get to it. So when you first create a new Facebook ad, you're given the choice of campaign. You can choose from clicks, landing pages, conversions, Facebook leads, and then there's a few other ones as well. Okay, but the two main that we're going to be focusing on are the conversions and the clicks, because those are the ones that we're mainly going to be focused on. So first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain what those are. We're then going to move into the ad set level and then to the ad level. So first of all, with the campaign level, you have your choice between your conversions and your clicks. Now within clicks, Facebook might also ask you if you're interested in landing page views. So let's just start there. So landing page is just a page that the person lands on. That's all it is, after they click from your ad. So what Facebook is optimizing for here is they're trying to find out if that person is staying on that landing page for any amount of time, any significant amount of time. If you choose clicks, they're simply optimizing for people who click very often. Okay, click ads. They're people who are more likely to click a particular ad. Now, the other thing is conversions. Conversion, by definition, is someone who performs an action that you're wanting them to do. And there's different kinds of conversions. Okay, and we'll get to that in a second. So let's just backtrack real quick and discuss this whole optimizing thing. So Facebook is incredibly smart, okay? Maybe they're a little too smart. They know a little bit too much. But the idea is that you want Facebook to optimize and send your ad to the people who are most likely to take the action that you like, okay? And that's at your campaign level. So if your goal is to get people to click your ad, then you pick that. If your goal is to get someone to land on your landing page, which is kind of the end result of a click, then you choose that option. And if you want them to opt into your list, buy your product, what have you, then conversion is the way to go. So let's break it down a little bit further, okay? So landing page views and clicks are pretty straightforward, okay? And you want Facebook to choose the people who are most likely to perform that action. The next thing is conversions. Okay, now conversions are a little bit more tricky because what you need to do is you need to set up a way for Facebook to understand that a conversion was made. Okay, let's just pick the idea of the email opt-in. That's the easiest one, I mentioned before. Okay, so let's just say you have a WordPress site, you have an email opt-in form on your WordPress site, and after they opt in, they're sent to a thank you page that's also hosted on your site. Okay, it's the easiest example we can use. You gotta make sure that you have the Facebook pixel on all your pages, which we talked about in a previous episode. What you also need though, is you're gonna need the conversion action, or the conversion event, I should say. Okay, the conversion event is something like purchase, lead, any of those things. Now you're gonna get that by going to the pixel section in the top left corner of the screen, just like we went when we discovered how to make our audience and how to get our pixel. And you go to the pixel section. Now, you go to setup, and then instead of choosing that big long code that you put in all your pages in the header, you're gonna go to the event, which is the next part, and you're gonna choose the event. Do you want it to be a purchase? Do you want it to be a lead? And you select any one of those. Okay, that part is less important. Okay, as long as you are selecting one, and then when you get to the ad set level, you'll be prompted to let Facebook know which event you are choosing. Okay, so once you have that event selected, you copy that code, you go back to your WordPress website, you put it in the header of the page that you want to track, And if you're using lead pages, you can put it in the header there. If you're using ClickFunnels, you can put it in the header there. If you're using ConvertKit, you can put it in the header on their landing page. So it's very easy, okay? So, but you're gonna be putting this onto the thank you page, the page that they get to after they have opted into your list, okay? You want this to fire when they have done your opt-in, when they have done the conversion. That tells Facebook that a conversion has happened and that they can attribute it to your ad. Now, the other thing we got to keep in mind is that you don't just choose conversion because you think, okay, well, I want them to opt in my list. Facebook needs a certain number of these events to take place in order to start building their information and start optimizing. They need something like 20 a week. So let's just use the example of a $1,000 product. If you have a $1,000 product, it is not very likely that you're going to sell 20 of them every single week. If you're not going to sell 20 of them every week, you need to optimize for something else, like clicks, like landing page views, because this will allow Facebook to optimize your ad for at least the people who are clicking on those ads, okay? And that is important. Conversion might be the thing you ultimately want, but if you're not going to get those 20 conversions a week, don't use the conversion event, okay? Just use one of the other ones. So we've established campaign. You're going to choose a campaign that fits what you are doing within reason, within Facebook's ability to optimize for that thing. Once you have that, you're gonna go to the ad set level. Now in the ad set level, this is where we're gonna set our budget. This is where we're going to set our audience. And you gotta keep in mind that a campaign is generally thought of to be something that is an overarching type of ad, okay? So let's just say TPT products can be a campaign and you're advertising for those products. Ad sets can be individual products that you are advertising for. So maybe you have a lab station that you're gonna run an ad for. That is an ad set, okay? Maybe you have a reading, that will be another ad set, and so on. You can just duplicate them. So once you've made your first ad, if you go back into your ad manager, you can click the ad set, duplicate it, and then just make a few little changes. So you don't need to be duplicating and making new campaigns every time. If it's the same kind of ad, just duplicate the ad set and you'll be perfectly fine. So in the ad set, like I said, you're going to be choosing your audience. You're going to be choosing your budget. And in the last episode, we talked about audiences. I discussed how you can have custom audiences, lookalike audiences, and just choose your audience based on interest. So if you are interested in that, head back to the previous episode and you'll be able to listen to that and get a much, much deeper dive. What I'm interested in talking about today is continuing on with the rest of the ad setup. So that again is in the ad set. Once you've got everything set up in your ad set, then we move to the ad level. The ad level is the actual thing that the person on the other end sees. That's your copy, that's your image, that's your typical ad. And again, we can duplicate these ads, we can change them up very easy without making new ad sets. So if you wanna have four different ads for the lab station that you're trying to advertise, well, you don't need to have different ad sets. You can just make more ads. Now, the ad set level is what I said was where we set our budget. So if you make an ad set for all your lab station activities or your lab station activity or whatever it is, okay, and you set your budget at $10 a day and then you make 10 ads, well, that $10 is gonna be split up between those 10 ads. At the ad level, that's where we're gonna actually create our copy. That's where we're gonna make our images. I highly recommend software such as Canva. Canva does an excellent job with images and you can specify it for a Facebook ad. So we're gonna make our ad. We're gonna write our information in, our website. We're gonna have everything ready to go. We're gonna hit publish and we'll be all set. Now, if you have any questions, please send me a message. I'm very happy to help out with any of these things. Again, my email is devin@teachwithfergie.com. You can also reach me on Facebook. And of course, please subscribe. I welcome any feedback as well. And I look forward to hearing what you think. Thanks so much.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.